I've never been a rules guy. I've never liked rules. I've always felt rules were made to be broken. They were made for people who lack common sense. They were made for people who need guidance on how to behave themselves. Now, my girlfriend, she is the complete opposite of me. She loves rules. My girlfriend's a project manager. She has a team of people reporting to her. The other day, she was telling me about this in-depth document that she created, full of all these rules, procedures, protocols, guidelines. She was so excited about it, how everyone will have to follow the same guidelines. Everything will be done a certain way. Me? I had the opposite reaction. It made me cringe. Reminded me of my old job. I'm not kidding when I tell you guys this. My old company, they had hundreds, maybe even 1,000 pages of rules and procedures. Now, of course, I never took the time to read any of them. I've always preferred to do things my own way, which is why I don't belong working for someone else. It's also the reason my relationship has balance. Now, I'm not saying my outlook on rules is right for everyone or is even right in general. My girlfriend, she tends to go overboard with the rules. I go overboard breaking the rules or not making enough rules. We often find balance somewhere in the middle. Now, as much as I hate rules, there is one rule we have here on the channel. It is a rule that should never be violated. If people would abide by this rule, it would make their life a hell of a lot easier. I often call it the golden rule. It is the only rule we have, but for some reason, it continues to be broken. My long-term subscribers, they know exactly which rule I'm talking about. Never, ever, 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 apologize to a woke shit fuck. Nothing good ever happens when you apologize to a sea donkey. Sea donkeys, they're mostly defenseless, but when you give them an apology, you empower them. Anytime someone violates the golden rule, I call them out here on the channel. So it's only right that I give credit to someone when they perfectly follow the golden rule. 49ers quarterback Trey Lance, he suffered what I believe to be a season-ending injury last Sunday. I don't know why the hell Trey Lance was starting to begin with in San Francisco. This team is much better with Jimmy Garoppolo, but that no longer matters. Trey Lance is done. Jimmy G is the man. Colin Cowherd feels the same way. Hell, it ain't just Cowherd. Vegas odds makers, they feel the same way too. When Trey Lance was injured, the Niners' odds to make the Super Bowl increased dramatically. Honestly, I feel bad for the kid. I feel bad for Trey Lance. His NFL career could be over before it even got started. He's injury prone. He's inexperienced. He has been far from impressive in his limited playing time. By the time he recovers from this injury, he will be a third-year player with 4 starts under his belt. Not good. This kid could have career backup written all over him. After the game Sunday night, Colin Cowherd talked about the situation in San Francisco on his podcast. He was talking about the Trey Lance injury being a good thing for the Niners. Watch for yourself.
Lance is going to continue not playing. It's not like he's going to pop back next season and suddenly will have solved his issues. He will be coming off a long stretch of inactivity. So if you're the Niners now, as a fan, you feel bad for Trey Lance, but your team's better today. I mean, the Niners today with Jimmy Garoppolo, to me, I feel confident saying, oh yeah, that's a team that can get to the NFC Championship.
Were you offended by any of that? Did Colin Cowherd say anything in that clip that was even remotely offensive? For normal people, the answer is no. One of the problems with us normal people, we often forget about other people's feelings. Oh, feelings, nothing more than feelings. Oh, how I want my bongo, feeling your love. If you view this clip from a shitfuck perspective, Colin Cowherd obviously violated the woke commandments. Thou shalt not hurt the feelings of a random birthing person. What about all those people agonizing over the injury to Trey Lance? What about all those people crying Sunday afternoon because the Niners will now be winning games instead of losing them? Did Colin Cowherd ever stop to think about their feelings? This asshole doesn't care about our feelings. He only cares about views on his podcast. Cancel this male birthing person. He has no right to share his opinion. He's offensive. You know how we have woke Twitter, black Twitter, birthing persons who identify as female Twitter? This afternoon, I stumbled upon emotional beta male Twitter. Check out some of these reactions to Colin Cowherd from the Butt Brigade. I hate this birthing person. This evil old man is fighting with a 22-year-old child. Colin Cowherd's making this personal. Making this personal? How in the fuck is he making this personal? I did some more digging. For the most part, Colin Cowherd, he's been highly complimentary of Trey Lance. When I first started looking into this, I was expecting to find another Baker Mayfield situation. Cowherd has always been critical of Baker Mayfield. Just 2 months ago, Cowherd gave 4 reasons as to why Trey Lance will succeed as the Niners starter. So why do shitfucks believe that he has some personal vendetta against Trey Lance? The Niners, they have a Super Bowl caliber roster. Hell, they were in the NFC Championship game last season. Super Bowl defense, weapons all over the field offensively, elite coaching staff. This team is built to win now. They are built to win the Super Bowl. All they need is consistency and, more importantly, leadership at the quarterback position. Last week, after Trey Lance was absolutely god-awful against the Bears, a team the Niners should have easily beaten. If I remember correctly, the Niners were 7-8-point favorites on the road. A road favorite that heavy in the NFL, that's equivalent to a college team being 20-21-point favorites. It's a huge number. After his turd of a performance, which was immediately deposited in the local WNBA dump in Chicago, Trey Lance, he decided to celebrate his failure by going to the strip club. He was caught on video making it rain all over strippers. Well, Casey, what's the big deal? Most kids his age go to strip clubs. Yeah. Well, most people his age aren't given the keys to the kingdom. They're not starting quarterbacks in the most competitive league in the country. Colin Cowherd, he reacted to the video of Trey Lance. Watch for yourself.
Making it rain at a strip club. It's not the NBA, man. Got 8 home games, got to win them. Especially when you have a Super Bowl roster. It's not the end of the world, of course, nor was Jimmy G being caught with a porn star having dinner. But y'all defended Jimmy G, and what happened 4 days later? The Niners brass spoke out publicly and said, we expect better from a franchise quarterback. Of course, you never do. According to the story, Twitter supported Trey Lance. Of course they do. Of course Twitter supported it, but Twitter's not real life.
He said it perfectly. I couldn't have said it better myself. When you're an NFL quarterback, especially on a Super Bowl caliber roster, you have certain expectations. Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, they've never been busted at the strip club making it rain with the homies. You know who we're expecting to do shit like that? Van Wilder, as he prepares for his 9th senior year. There's one positive, though, about the Trey Lance video surfacing. At least he wasn't caught at a woke strip club. This situation would have been far worse if he was raining dollar bills all over the bongo of Rachel Levine or the wig of Joy Reid. At least he was at a strip club filled with beautiful women and not woke women. Most of this overreaction to the comments of Colin Cowherd, this was started by some dude named Chris Rosvoglu. Now imagine my disappointment when I discovered that this dude was a Saints fan. He even hosts a podcast centered around the Saints. Chris writes for The Spun, which is a sports site dedicated to being completely useless. The Spun is trash, full of clickbait with no substance. In his article, Chrissy claimed, Cowherd has too big of a platform to make statements like this. It's far too personal. It's nonsensical. There's that word again, personal. What the fuck is personal about it? The dude got hurt. Jimmy G got his job back. The Niners are better off for it. There is nothing personal about this situation. It happens all the time in the NFL. It's business. This morning on his radio show, Colin Cowherd responded to the beta males. He responded to the dudes with aspirations of being America's favorite fruit, Don Lemon. His response was absolutely perfect. Roll the film.
It's not my job for you to be ready to hear the truth. I'm going to give you the truth, and if you're not ready for it, that is a you problem. But if somebody passed away and I thought they were a horrible person, I'd talk about it the next morning. Well, it's not the time or the place. Well, they were a bad person. They're no longer here. I have to talk about them. I'm going to do it on my terms for my show and fill the segment. I'm not going to wait 11 days until you've had therapy to get over it.
This is exactly what I'm talking about. Credit to Colin Cowherd for refusing to bend the knee to these emotional dudes caught in their feelings. Fuck your feelings. Colin Cowherd gets it. He said it in one of the clips I shared earlier. Twitter isn't real. The platform does not represent real life. Who cares if a handful of dudes banging sea donkeys in their spare time are offended by something that you say? That is not my problem. It's your problem. Don't expect me to be silent because you can't handle the truth. This right here, this is what BYU should have done when the media overreacted to Rachel Richardson. This is what Shane Beamer should have done when they made a big deal about him telling women to get the fuck off his field. This situation with Colin Cowherd, this is strictly sports related, but the tactics they use are the same. They use these same tactics on serious issues. Anytime someone speaks the truth, shitfucks attempt to silence them through Twitter. ESPN is notoriously afraid of Twitter reactions. Nike, the NBA, Major League Baseball. These powerful organizations afraid of the reactions of the most useless people in the country. You know why you only see the woke side of the argument on Twitter? Well, for one, it's the only side permitted. But two, us normal people, we don't have time to argue with strangers. We don't have time to debate with basement Brutus who bangs his wang every time he sees a woke boner word. Again, credit to Colin Cowherd for standing by what he said. This has become increasingly rare. I know this was not a serious issue, but still, it has become rare for a public figure to stand up to the butt brigade. So credit to Colin Cowherd for doing so. What do you guys think? Colin Cowherd attacked for criticizing Trey Lance. Then he was attacked for talking too soon about his injury. Instead of bending over to take the cucumber, Cowherd tells the virgins to fuck off. Give me your thoughts. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.